This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, with only 2 hours left to go, the government faces something unthinkable. A shutdown.
Shutdown.
And we will be counting it down.
10, 9, 8.
Until one of the most
terrifying
moments in our lives. The government at 12 o'clock tonight will shut down. The roads will turn into lava. The people will no longer have the NSA spying on them. Unless the Senate acts now, we face a government shutdown.
Shutdown.
And on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight, we will count down the moments until this apocalyptic and terrifying shutdown occurs. How can we live without the government? How can we survive without the government? How can we travel without the government? How can we breathe without the government? Without the government, how can we be? And joining me now to count down the government and shutdown is none other than our gracious co-host, Steve Starrs. Steve?
Bob, who will tell us what to think? That's the worst part about it. We won't know what to think if the government
shuts down. That's exactly right.
I mean,
we won't know what to think. We won't be able to feed ourselves because, well, I don't know how to use a fork and a knife. If it wasn't for the government, I wouldn't know how to go to the bathroom.
Yes. Carriages will turn into pumpkins. Horsemen will turn into mice. I mean, it's horrible. What will happen? What will happen?
All at midnight tonight, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, in a floor speech ahead of the vote, called on Republicans to quit sending provisions to the Senate that would gut parts of the health law also known as Obamacare. This has become a left-right issue. Those nasty Republicans are trying to shut down our big nanny state, our government. And I've even seen some videos and some footage of people who usually see through the lies and manipulation of the left-right paradigm promoting a bunch of fear. And I'm not sure that that's a healthy fear. I'm not sure that the government shutting down is ultimately going to lead to Armageddon Day, is ultimately going to lead to a grid shutdown, is ultimately going to lead to a collapse of our society as we know it. It happened in the 1990s, didn't it, Steve?
Yes, it did. It's happened before. It happened around 2008, too, during the excuse for the stimulus packages. It's happened several times, friends. There's no real dire necessity that won't kick in until about 17 days. Social Security checks would or should go out on time. Medicare, Medicaid, military payments. Now, you may have to not go into Rocky Mountain National Park or Yellowstone or someplace like that, or Everglades National Park down there in Florida, Bob, because the national parks will have to shut down. And, of course, they won't be able to, process, I guess, your
process
passport
payments. But why? Yeah. I mean, what do we need the government to give us access to the nature in our country? I mean, it's silly in the first place that they're there. Now, you can make the argument, well, they preserve things. Well, folks, I got news for you. If you count on the government, geez, what a joke. If you count on the government to preserve things, then you might as well just drink a bunch of aspartame and preserve your body with formaldehyde. Because that's the only preserving they do is with formaldehyde. Batty bodies is what they're good at preserving with their military-industrial complex, sending our brothers and sisters off to die.
But they have those big plastic liners down in Georgia someplace that they're going to preserve bodies with, Bob. They're going to put them bodies about three or four in those big buckets and then freeze them and cryogenically.
I don't know if those are for preserving or for bodies. Being able to deteriorate.
Maybe they just throw them out and wash them out.
Well, speaking of dead bodies, Steve, I saw some news that the coroners will be shut down. And as a result, the coroners, the city morgue will be shut down. And as a result, bodies are going to start to collect and stack up, and airborne viruses are going to be spread throughout, and so on and so forth. Now, Steve, I'm not saying that this stuff could not happen. I mean, we have an EMP. This is all stuff that will happen. But a government shutdown does not mean that our infrastructure no longer exists. It does not mean that people can no longer be productive and live in a society of peace. In fact, it probably means, in some regards, that there will be more peace. And I'm just not a fan of somebody who says we need the government in order to live, in order to survive, in order to do anything. If we want to go to the bathroom, we need the government, for crying out loud. No, we don't need that. We don't need it for one second.
Yeah, absolutely. We've run into a lot of trouble because the big issue, though, Bob, is there is so much of the GDP, not the GNP, which was the gross national product, which was primarily private business, but the gross domestic product now, which is inclusive of all spending, but a good portion of that is government spending. So the bottom line is they're our biggest business partner right now. It's just like Walmart, Target, Walgreens, and how many other chains and stuff leaving all at once. They are a big part of this economy. And unfortunately, they also provide for a lot of people. And of course, we don't want to be too derogatory towards folks who have to rely on the government, because some people are in a very bad situation. What we're trying to do is help them out more if we need to and get them out of this trap if we can. So, the reality is the government is out there and we have to have it. We got to keep it running. And all they're doing, friends, is they're just refunding the debt. They're just kicking the empty can a little further down the road with this whole thing. It's not like they're solving any problems at all. And the last time this, one of the big times that this happened was when they were passing all those stimulus packages. And it's happened before. And people get a little ruffled and worried. And, I don't understand why they get rid of the air traffic controllers. I mean, that seems like one of the most important government jobs you got to have. But they start cutting on those guys right away. And, I mean, that's to scare people, it seems like to me. So now the Democrats are blaming the Republicans for shutting down the government. Okay, but the reality is, what happens with these bills is they have to be funded by Congress. Isn't it interesting that the whole Obamacare issue started in the Senate, not in the House, where a tax is supposed to start constitutionally? It started in the Senate, and now it's back in the Senate. They kicked it back to the House, and the House sent it right back to them, and they're still going to have to fuss over this whole thing. But the
meanwhile,
we're still having to try to solve and resolve this problem, and
exactly.
It hasn't been. But
Steve, in other news, we have Israel's Netanyahu pressing the U.S. to keep up Iran sanctions, saying that don't listen to what they had to say. It was a clever PR campaign by their new president, Rouhani. And Barry Sotero met with President Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. And after a quick break, we're going to tell you what they met with about. And we're also going to bring on Harold Save in the second segment of tonight's show to talk about Israel's role and their overwhelming power and influence on Washington.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the...
Love them coffee lovers. All right, thanks, buddy. Yeah, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, friends. And I'm Steve Starr, sitting in with Bob here. Monday through Friday, he has his show from 10 to 1 o'clock Eastern. I guess that makes it from 9 to midnight Central, 8 to 11 Mountain, and 7 to 10 Pacific. And, of course, friends all over the world are listening in. I join him usually on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or when he's bored and needs somebody to kind of keep his eyes open at 1 o'clock Eastern. I'm here because I'm a little earlier. But anyhow, Steve Starr is here sitting in for Bob Tuscan. You can visit his website at bobtuscan.com. Special thanks to all our affiliates on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Dan, our engineer, who's on top of things tonight, you know, and I'm here just sitting in. We have some interesting guests. We're going to talk about the Israeli situation and the recent controversy with Bibi Netanyahu over the Iran issue. But getting back just very briefly to the health care, I was talking about this during the break. If you understand the situation, Congress has to fund Obamacare every year. It's like a, it's like buying a license plate or going to the grocery store. It's not a one-time deal. It's not a certain deal that just because it was passed in law back a couple years ago that it has to be funded this year. In other words, it's like if you were, let's say you were a homeowner and a guy came out and wanted to buy or wanted to sell you a swimming pool and he wanted to build a swimming pool in your backyard. You said, well, it sounds like a pretty good idea. He drew up the contract and he says, here's the contract. You agreed to this. Yes, yeah, we're looking at doing it. He says, I'll begin work as soon as you make the first payment. Then you look at the contract and you go, wow, there's a lot of stuff in here I didn't think was in here. And this is, boy, some of this stuff is dangerous. I'm not so sure I want to start this thing. Congress has every right to say, we don't want to fund this. It's not just because those mean Republicans. It's because anybody who's in that position looking at the situation of funding something like this, and of course there's party politics involved, but it's not just party politics anymore, friends. Even Obama has made changes in this deal, rolling back certain things, delaying certain things, holding things up, admitting there are some problems here. Congress is not obligated to fund this bill any more than the guy that was going to build the swimming pool says, wow, I don't want to make the first payment. I don't want to start this work. There's something wrong with this. Now, we had an agreement, but the big deal is I'm not obligated to pay you to start this, and you're not obligated to do the work until I do. So Obamacare sits there until it's funded, and it will have to be refunded every year. It's not a blank check. It's not part of the government budget. The government raised the ceiling budget that they're trying to pass through, this kick the can down the road thing that they're doing, is just to keep the government up and running on money we don't have. That's all separate from Obamacare. So Congress, who was elected back in 2010, one of the biggest shifts in congressional seats and balance in the Congress itself, since 1938, as I understand, it was a major shift. A lot of Democrats lost their place in Congress because people were angry about Obamacare and saw it coming. Those numbers have continued to grow, especially this week when people are getting emails about the renewal of their insurance for next year, and they're finding out, my gosh, it's 13, 14, 25% higher than it was last year, and it's going to get even higher than that in 2014 and 15. So the problem here, friends, is a lot of people are very angry. They elected Republicans into the House for this reason. As a matter of fact, I think they would have elected two more senators who were Republicans to the Senate if there weren't some crooked, shady, very, very suspicious voter issues in some states that I know of, one of which I live in, Colorado, and the other is Nevada. You folks may know what I'm talking about. Bottom line is Congress is not obligated to pay for this. They got the deal on the table, but it doesn't start until they fund it, and they have to do this every year. And if a different group of people have come into power simply because they were elected, this is democracy, or it's republic democracy, call it whatever you like, but it is the way we run our government. And if they don't want to pay for Obamacare, they say, we're not going to start it. We're not going to fund it. We're not going there. We're already in huge debt. We can't pay for it, and this is a horrible bill. Even people on the Democratic side have come to the point of realizing, yeah, it's a very bad idea. As a matter of fact, I think the Republicans would almost do better if they let it go through, protesting all the way. And then when this thing whops everybody, wow, I'll tell you, it would be a very big shift for them politically. I'm neither right nor left because I don't like the Republicans, though I have a tendency to agree with them more because I'm a little more conservative. In this case, what you have is the people saying, we don't want this bill. We don't want it. And Congress and John McCain, Shane, my friend, we passed it 2 years ago. You see, we started to go to hell then, so we might as well just keep going. No. That's what we live in, is a government that can be changed by the will of the people, through their representatives, through a congressional process. That's what the Democrats don't like. They're seeing that, look, we're not going to go with this. We're going to say, no. We're not going to fund it. And they have every reason not to want to fund it. It's not an obligation to fund. It has nothing to do with keeping the government open or closed. It has something that's been added to this deal, but the Republicans are saying, we want to strip this refunding of this debt, raising the debt ceiling, from this bad Obama health care bill, the National Unaffordable Care Act, which is what it is. Anyhow, that is kind of a sum and substance of the situation here. You may disagree. And of course, if you do, well, you can probably call in. We still have some time to talk about these things all night. I think we'll be glad to answer some questions. I know a lot of our listeners are pretty well already convinced after they've read the bill, they've looked at it, and if you've gotten an email from your insurance provider, if you've looked at your exchanges, whatever the situation may be, you may be very well aware already of what this is going to cost you. Is it going to help people who don't have insurance? It will help a few of them. But for the most part, even at the lower end of the income makers, it's going to hurt us. There are lots of doctors, many of them, who are leaving their practices. The AMA, American Medical Association, is already saying they will have to ration doctors and their care. So, friends, it's not a good deal. It's going bad already. And if Congress is saying, I don't think we want to start this, I don't think we want to go down the road with this yet, if they delay it, it's probably going to be more helpful to the Democrats than it will be the Republicans, because it'll give them time to cover a little bit of their rears before the elections in November. If this thing goes through right away, it's going to be like going over the hill. It's just like when Nancy Pelosi says, we've got to pass the bill to see what's in it. You know, I'll give you another paraphrase. The old redneck that says, hold my beer and watch this. I mean, that's the kind of stupidity that's going on there. People saying that we just got to pass this and get it through. I mean, are these people robots or clowns or idiots or drones? I mean, what kind of an attitude is it when people look at all the problems that are already on the horizon for this thing? And the Republicans, I think, are doing the smartest thing, and they're doing what the people want. That is, back it off, get it out of here. We don't need this. It's a very, very, very bad idea. The government has no right to control your body. They say that all the time in the abortion issue. Don't they? It's your choice. Well, they're not giving you any choice. It's either Obama's way or the highway. He's not being at all willing to compromise or to talk or to even back off on this whole thing. It has been found to be the worst idea, ill-conceived, possible plan for national health care that could come down the pike. And it's always been a bad idea from the beginning. And lo and behold, here's where we are. So, you know, that was my rant on what's going on right now. Congress is by no means obligated to fund this bill. And it's only going to be another additive to already a debt ceiling that's virtually out of control. And, you know, I think everybody's pretty well aware of that. So we're coming back in a little bit on the Bob Tuscan Show. I think Harold's going to be joining us. I haven't talked to Harold in a long time. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Oh, welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is sitting in here on RBN. Hello to all of our affiliates, everybody. BobTuscan.com is the name of the website. You can go there and help Bob out if you like. If you just chip in a buck or two, you know, just to say hello, that's always worth while if you want to make a little donation. He's got his baby right now, and that was cute. Off air, you should have heard the little fella. You know, he's a talk show host on his own, you know, and probably more entertaining than Bob, his dad, you know. Anyhow, we got Harold Save on. Harold, is that, did I pronounce your last name right, Save?
You've got it. Good evening. Yes, Harold Save, S-A-I-V-E. It's a little village about 10 kilometers east of Liège in Belgium.
Ah, good. Well, glad to hear you again, my friend. It's been a while. You know, you and I have talked and been on the air with Bob years back, and we're going to be talking a little bit about this story with Israel's Netanyahu pressing the United States to keep up Iran sanctions. Sounds like we're getting just a little bit of echo. Maybe, Harold, if you get your monitor up or anything. Anyhow, let's pick this up, and I'll read a little bit of it. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cautions against being swayed by Iran. In other words, we got to keep the pressure up, is what he's saying. President Obama says the U.S. enters into nuclear negotiations very clear-eyed. Very clear-eyed. Well, do you trust Barack Obama to be clear-eyed? I don't know. But in this case, I would think that it sounds to me like it might be the best idea to try to tone down all this World War III rhetoric. And I have to say that it might be very advantageous at this moment for us not to try to stir up any more trouble than we already have over there. That's basically my position. Harold, you have some contact with your local congressman, as I understand, and his connections to all this, what he's saying. And I want to give you the floor for a few minutes to talk about what you're going to bring to the show tonight.
Well, basically, what we have is a junior congressman, Ted Yoho. I worked with him on a phone bank to elect a local mayor here, and I've talked to him before he was elected several times, and he's a large animal veterinarian, a straight shooter, but he got tied up with AIPAC on a junket to Israel. And became apparently complicit in some of their shenanigans having to do with 747 trip over to King David Hotel. A couple of weeks, he and his wife Carolyn came back, and the local 501c3 synagogue had him as a guest speaker. However, the entrance in the news media was prohibited from covering the story. And, you know, here you have a U.S. congressman who's supposed to have all of his people in the district to know what's going on. But this particular meeting was AIPAC-sponsored, and it was all over the Internet and promoted on August, August 21st. The meeting went on, and by God, all the news media in Gainesville, Lachua County, took their marching orders and didn't cover it. So, what we have here is some complicity. And I will say that Ted Yoho did vote against attacking Syria on the basis of on the grounds that it was unconstitutional. He did not follow the marching orders of AIPAC, as you might have guessed, but he did attend the meeting and did a debriefing with these folks and played footsie with AIPAC on this issue. So, you know, we have this element of doubt about the junior congressman being elected and so-called Tea Party congressman. This guy was supported heavily by the local Tea Party of Alachua County and Gainesville. And here, they're not even making any statements about his involvement in this junket to Israel and back. I will say that Yoho has not made any serious mistakes yet, but this one really lit the fire. And we can't get any of the Tea Party folks here, and I'm not a Tea Party person. I'm a NPA, and I stay sober.
Okay, good.
You know, we have to bring up, Harold, that Ted Yoho, the congressman we're talking about, made national news ousting Cliff Stearns, the longtime incumbent of this area and the career politician, and was, for many, a sign of, hopefully, a rejuvenation of the House. And he was also, of course, endorsed by Ron Paul, which many people listening might find significant. I asked him point blank, Stephen Harold, before his election. Well, actually, it was after he was elected. I asked him, I said, are you a Zionist? And he didn't have a direct answer for me. And then we find out that he is being wined and dined by AIPAC, a lobby with tremendous amounts of influence, And we know that this is more of the same. And Harold, turn your phone down a little bit or your radio off, because I'm hearing an echo every time I say something here. So I want to correct that before we continue. But the bottom line is, this is nothing out of the norm. Even for somebody who we hoped to be a new voice, a grassroots candidate bringing a change into Washington, we see that he's just as complicit in, at the very least, the entertaining of the powerful lobby known as AIPAC. And we know that, a couple years ago, that most of the senators and the members of the House were on vacation, of all places, where? Israel. So there's no doubt in my mind that Israel has an overwhelming amount of influence. Harold?
Well, that's true, and, you know, you can take that back right after 9/11. We heard Israel say that, is, of course, the United States knows that we have control of the United States. Israel controls the United States. This was 3 months after 9/11. And the local story on the power of AIPAC goes into the University of Florida campus, and we have a very strong university provost in Joe Glover, who's been there and control things. They tried to have a couple of programs on COINTELPRO 101 about 5 years ago. Glover would not allow it. The Department of English would not allow the Department of English to have that program on campus, and it was kicked off. Finally, ended up in the Alachua County Main Library, where he tried to silence it again. He didn't want to have that COINTELPRO 101 program run. So you can talk about the president of the University of Florida, but the real nuts and bolts of the university in terms of propaganda is in Joe Glover there at the University of Florida Provost Office. And that's where the direction is. And we know that, the campus newspaper, the fine print, is funded by the Center for American Progress, and all that leads back to national security and all of the spooks that we know are in government security. So, it's no secret that, we've got these caps on free speech everywhere, especially the University of Florida, and especially in so many places in Gainesville. And we slowly wake up to find out how insulated this North Central Florida really is from the rest of the country, and add to that the already complicit mainstream media, and you have a black hole here, a black hole of lack of information.
That's exactly right. Well, Harold, keep up the great work. We appreciate your report on this topic, and feel free to update us as things come down the pipe.
I will tell you that you can get the article on my main website, save.com, SAIVE.com. Go there, go to the upper left-hand corner, and click.
All right, that's SAIVE.com, save.com. Harold Save, ladies and gentlemen, a local activist and longtime partner in crime here in Gainesville.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, we have an hour and 12 minutes before the government shut down. Counting it down on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. Riding shotgun, of course, is Steve Starks. We're going to open up the phone lines next hour. But Steve, let me ask you this, okay? So if the government shuts down, right, what does that mean? Does that mean that I no longer have to pay my income tax?
Well, you would think so, but no, actually they can collect your tax. It's just that your tax returns or refunds may be delayed in getting back to you. See,
I don't get my money back to me, but they can take the money all day long.
Right. The collection people are the ones they'll keep employed. The payment people are the ones that they'll lay off. I mean, that'll only come in after a few days, but when we start to sweat it, that's when your tax refunds and money that the government would pay you back starts to get short.
How convenient.
Yeah. And also, if you're trying to process a passport and you want to get out of the country, well, you're going to have to wait, you know, because that won't happen right away. And then, of course, if you're flying on an airplane, there'll be fewer air traffic control people up there. So, you know, you won't have to, you may have to look out the window and holler at the pilot if you see a jet coming your way to crash into you, you know, so because they won't have guys there You know, that's one of those offices. I wonder why those guys are like on the first tier of this thing. But apparently, you know, some people have said that that's one of the first places that they'll start to hit. And this has happened before. You know, they have this emergency funding program already set up, so we can go about 17 days before things really start to get grisly. And so nothing is I shouldn't let our listeners down though, Bob, because we were building that. Where's that spooky music we had? We want to scare people. And right. I'm trying to tell them nothing's going to happen. I kind of ruined the plot here.
No, Steve. The main criticism of folks those who are anarchists, and I hate to use the word because it's got such a negative surrounding it, but the criticism of libertarians, let's just put it that way, on anarchists is that how can you be without a government? Because if we don't have the government, who's going to care for the roads? So I was talking to our executive producer John Goodfives, and he might be calling in eventually tonight. I was talking to him. I said, well, you know, if the government shuts down at midnight, what do you think the chances are the roads are just going to turn into lava, just completely turn into lava? Because we need the government to have roads. We can't travel without the government. We can't, you know, do anything without the government. They have to hold our hands. And that is exactly what they want you to believe. That's the fear-mongering involved here. Really, what's it going to do? I don't know. It might have some repercussions on our economy. It might have some repercussions on our infrastructure. It might. And you'd be naive not to be prepared in general. It's now September 30th, the last day of September. September was Survival and Preparedness Month. And I'm sorry we didn't do enough shows on preparedness. I'd like to have done more. We did a couple. But the bottom line is, if you're not prepared now, well, you better get started. Because if it's not the government shutdown, fear and, you know, doom and gloom, it's going to be something else that's actually going to come to fruition at some point and actually going to be a real threat to the civil nature of our society today that's not so civil.
Right. It could be a meteorite, Bob, a meteorite strike.
Hey, Steve, did you hear about Venezuela expelling top U.S. diplomats for fomenting sabotage?
No, let's read that story.
This is crazy. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who of course took the place of Hugo Chavez, said he was expelling the top U.S. diplomat in the South American nation and two others, accusing them of meeting with the opposition leaders and encouraging acts of sabotage against his country. Oh no, that could never be. He's just a paranoid conspiracy theorist. Well, I hate to say it, but I think he's probably onto something, because listen to this. It was the latest of several public disputes between the socialist leaders and the United States socialist leader, but that's neither here nor there. Maduro said Venezuelan authorities had 4 months followed the three U.S. diplomats and that he had now given them 48 hours to leave the OPEC member country. He said, quote, "We detected a group of U.S. embassy officials dedicated to meeting the far right and to financing and encouraging acts of sabotage against the electrical system and Venezuela's economy." He says, quote, "I have proof here in my hands. Yankees, go home. Get out of Venezuela. Get out of here. I don't care what actions the government of Barry Sotero takes." He called him Barack Obama. I said Barry Sotero. He said Venezuela was expelling Kelly Kitterling, who, as U.S. Charge d'Affaires, who was U.S. Charge d'Affaires, this article has a typo, and is the senior American diplomat in Venezuela because the United States has no ambassador to the country, according to a U.S. embassy website. She has been assigned to Caracas since July 2011 as deputy chief of missions and was temporarily serving as the charge d'affaires. Venezuela identified the two other diplomats as Elizabeth Hunderland and Dave Mutt. What a name, Dave Mutt. The U.S. embassy had no immediate comment or confirmation regarding the expulsions. President Maduro of Venezuela says, quote, "I'm not going to allow any actions that stir violence in this country." And of course, it's long been discussed that Hugo Chavez, who passed away, Hugo Chavez, was infected with weaponized cancer from, you know it, the CIA. Mm-hmm. Do you doubt that for a minute, Steve?
Well, I know that he believed that he had been poisoned and bioweaponized, I guess, with some sort of infectious or injected cancer of some sort. I don't know if it's true or not, but I can tell you that he was certainly one of the people that the United States government wanted to get rid of. They tried to usurp his authority. They tried to vote him out. He tried to various numbers of things to keep himself in power, some which were rather illegal, that the Venezuelan people did not want to vote him in as president for life. But they did give him another term. And he has been very open in his his comments and critiques about the U.S. government. You remember when he went to the U.N. and he said, "Ooh, what a smell of sulfur." And after George Bush had talked, I think he called George Bush the devil, I have to admit that, he made some good points there. So did they try to get rid of him? Of course. Well, he's one of these major OPEC people who are in the Western Hemisphere. He does have a lot of power in the oil market. Venezuela, I think, is number two behind Saudi Arabia in exports of oil. At least in the United States, we get a lot more Venezuelan oil than we do actually Saudi Arabian, and actually more Canadian oil than anybody else. Now we're becoming more oil independent. But the bottom line is he was also somebody they didn't like because he wanted to nationalize their economy, their banking system. They're still under the conscripts, as I understand, of the international Rothschild cartel. But they were trying to break free of that, and they can never allow that to happen, Bob. So would they have poisoned him? Is there such a thing as an infectious cancer that can be used against the enemies of the United States? I don't know. That's something I don't have enough data on at all, possibly, to say for sure. But it certainly would be along the lines of the agenda, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, Steve. All right, well, next hour is our last hour before the government shutdown. So we're counting it down. I'm continuing to refresh my browser here, looking for the latest and greatest of this government shutdown. What does this mean for you? Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more. We'll also take calls next hour at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So get ready, folks. We got an hour left until the government shuts down. And at midnight, we'll all turn into a pumpkin, right, Steve?
Yes, the carriages will turn into pumpkins, the horses will turn into mice, and Cinderella will go back to being poor. And we'll all go back to being poor because there's no more government money. And
wait a second, we already were poor.
Yes, we just forgot because we were spending money that we didn't have, and if they don't continue to spend this money we don't have, adding to that Obamacare, then they're going to try to shut everything down. I suppose that we might even be going off the air, Bob. We better get CB radio so we can stay in touch with our audience. 10-4, buddy.
10-4, yeah, we'll have to have our call letters broadcasted out there just in case. Next hour, the last hour, and we got an hour till midnight here on the East Coast, and the Bob Tuscan Show will be counting it down, chanting it down, in a sense, until then. And we'll also be, of course, broadcasting live after the fact and let you know what we see and what we witness as far as the total destruction of our Earth, because the United States government will be shutting down unless there's some sort of last-minute intervention here by our dutiful leaders. Stand by, folks. An hour to go until the government shutdown.
The Bob Tuscan Show.